Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everyone's enjoying the extended July 4th weekend. By the way, we have a guest in the studio with us today, South Florida's premier real estate agent, Jonathan Lauber from Kai's Company. How you doing, Jonathan?
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Glad to have you here. And by the way, if you're a fan of the show and you want to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show. You'll get announcements about our blog, our newsletters, seminars, updates on the law, and a lot more. And of course, tomorrow's blog topic, as we do each Monday morning, condo termination becomes a lot more difficult. Big changes done this week by the Florida legislature to correct what was a real difficult problem for lots of Floridians living in condominiums that weren't selling. And of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer and Associates at 855 the number 4 Condo Craze. Again, 855 the number 4 Condo Craze. And our website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So last week was interesting. We spoke about preventing smoking in condominium units and how Colorado has new issues to deal with, the smoking of marijuana, which became legal in condominium units.
Yeah, that's a unique problem in and of itself.
Yeah, there, right? And if it like wafts into your unit and you've got kids. And we also spoke about a new case that was decided by the appeals court here in South Florida that says the association gets zero in unpaid assessments from a buyer at a foreclosure sale, all because they failed to have the as amended from time to time language in their governing documents.
Right, and how many times did we speak about that, Scott, right? Very important decision we spoke about last week, Karen. And it's so important, as a matter of fact, for those that missed it, it's important to kind of recap. So here's the facts of that case. A person bought a unit at a foreclosure sale, and that unit owed the association a lot of money in unpaid condominium assessments. So the association's lawyer does what association lawyers do, and he sent a demand letter to that new buyer saying, pay up, you're responsible for those unpaid assessments on that unit. The new buyer gets that letter and says, wait a minute, I take a look at your documents, your condo documents, and they say that buyers at a foreclosure sale are not responsible for past due assessments. The association says, yeah, that's true, but the documents don't matter because the Florida legislature made a new law that said a new buyer does in fact owe everything. The new buyer, though, says, wait a minute, that new law doesn't apply in your condo because you guys don't have the all-important as amended from time to time language that we spoke about so many times and that I argued in front of the Florida Supreme Court. The new buyer was saying, you don't have that in your governing documents, and therefore you don't automatically incorporate all those new changes to the law. So, Scott, who was right in the end?
Well, if they listened to the show last week, they'd know. But just to ruin it, in case you're going to listen to it on a podcast later on, the buyer was right, Eric. The new buyer owed nothing. The association took a bath on this one simply because they failed to pay, update their documents so that they could incorporate new amendments. I mean, that language is pretty important, as you've stressed so many times before. So again, if you're an association and you're not sure if you're protected in this regard, you certainly want to find out. And the best place to do that is probably Glazer and Associates, And you can give us a call at the number 1-855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Right, again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. As a matter of fact, Scott, this particular issue is so important. I'm proud to say that next month, an article that was written by both myself and Lewis Getz is going to be in the Florida Bar Journal, and it's going to be discussing the complexity of this as amended from time to time issue. and whether or not the amendments to the Florida Condominium Act that get passed each and every legislative session, whether or not it actually applies in your condominium or not. Really important for all the officers and directors who are listening out there to want to get a copy of this article, because it's going to clarify a lot of what you can do and perhaps more importantly what you can't do. And once it comes out, I'll email a copy to everybody that's on our email list. So if you're listening and you're not on our email list, please make sure you join it. As we said a few minutes ago, you can join our email list by going to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, or you can join it by going to the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. But just make sure you get on that email list, because this is going to be an important update in the law, an important article, I should say.
Well, in fact, didn't some other new condo and HOA laws come into effect as of July 1st?
They sure did, Karen. By the way, taking calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and yes, they did, Karen. And although not specifically classified, really, as a condo or an HOA law, there was a real significant, it was a significant change, I guess, to the law regarding service animals here in Florida, or at least some clarification, Scott, right?
Yeah.
How about you telling us about it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it really affects condominiums or HOAs as much as it just affects people that are masquerading their pets as service animals. And I don't know if change is the better word, but clarification is probably the best way to
do
go
that.
About.
People fake their service animals.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I
heard so,
about that.
It's important to remind everybody the difference between a service animal and, you know, some of the other things you hear, like emotional support animal and therapy dogs and things of that nature. Again, a service animal is an animal that has a very specific training that is designed to assist a person with a physical disability that they have. The most common example, of course, is, you know, a seeing eye dog for a person who is visually impaired. But there are other dogs that pick up objects for their owners, turn on and off lights. I've even seen them do the grab cash from an ATM.
Really?
I mean, yeah, no, there's some pretty amazing animals out there. But dogs that have absolutely no training whatsoever and just make their, you know, owners feel more comfortable, which, you know, in some cases can be a very legitimate need for a psychological disorder. Those are not what we're talking about. We're talking about animals that are purely trained to, you know, help alleviate a physical or mental disability. And that's what this law has to do with.
Right. And emotional support animal, on the other hand, just to remind everybody, emotional support animal requires no training whatsoever and simply really needs to provide emotional support to someone with a mental disability. But they still have to prove that that dog alleviates the disability and allows the person to now somehow use and enjoy their home. And I'm sure, I certainly remember it, and I still get comments about this when you know, when we're out in public. Our listeners are going to remember that several months ago, we had representatives on the show from Canine Companions for Independence, and they're the organization that trains service animals from birth for 2 years and then gives those animals to persons with really severe physical disabilities who obviously need them. And if you remember, Karen, I remember you were with me during that show. We heard horror stories, from the people that were here in the studio, one of whom was a quadriplegic. The other was hearing impaired, and she had a heart condition, a beautiful young girl. And as a result, they were telling us, as a result of people falsely stating that their pet is a service animal, these poor legitimate people were being discriminated against, even though they had real legitimate service animals. It was horrible.
You didn't even know that their animals were in the room.
Right.
I mean, it was amazing. I remember them saying that all of these fake service animals go into the restaurants, and because that they are not real service animals and they're not properly trained, they defecate on the floor, bite people, and bark. So now the store owners have taken the position that they don't know who is real and who is fake, so no animal is allowed.
Yeah, and, you know, absolutely horrible. And, you know, for anybody that was listening to that show, it was really gut-wrenching to listen to. You know, our guests were telling personal stories about restaurant owners, you know, telling them, I'm not going to allow you to bring your dog in here, even though our guests are pulling up in a wheelchair and are obviously disabled. You know, they had to ask the owners, how about this? Please just let me wheel my wheelchair over to that table over there, and I'll take out my credentials showing you that my dog is in fact real. And again, this is all as a result of the fakers out there who claim that their animals are service animals when they really aren't, because they have no training whatsoever. So Florida did decide finally to at least attempt to put a stop to this nonsense. But let's do this. I see we have a bunch of callers on hold. Bob and Barbara, we're going to get to you in a minute. Let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, we'll take calls from Bob and Barbara and everybody else who has issues in the condo or HOA world. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And, of course, we'll answer the question on how the laws of emotional support animals has changed. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to PDPaintingInc.com. Again, that's PDPaintingInc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mac, Mac & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mac, Mac & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mac, Mac & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mac, Mac & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, macinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mac, Mac & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
And welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And as our listeners know, we are now broadcasting the show live from the law firm of Glazer & Associates on Sterling Road. Yes, that's right. Is that amazing? In fact, we now have the technology to bring the show to you and broadcast the show from your condo or HOA clubhouse or meeting room. So if you want to have fun and have a fun afternoon at your condo or HOA and can accommodate a studio audience, give us a call at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and let's make plans to do the show by you.
All right, let's take our first call. How about we go to Bob in Pembroke Pines? How are you, Bob?
Hey, good morning. Fine.
Thanks for holding. How can we help?
I read our docs last week after your show on the Kaufman language.
Right.
Our docs say, it jumped out at me.
Right.
1.13 declaration means this document as it may be amended from time to time.
Now, that's not good enough. It talks about this. That's referring to the declaration as it may be amended from time to time. You want to find a different provision in your condominium documents that talks
this
about the
HOA.
Florida Condominium Act. Oh, you're talking about, so you're in an HOA.
Yeah.
HOA, it becomes even more complicated because a lot of documents don't even have language in it that adopts Florida Statute 720 at all. Doesn't even mention it. And I think primarily the reason is because, and this is going to sound overly simplistic, is because the Florida HOA statutes never had its own name. So until now, effective July 1st, finally, Florida Statute 720 is now known as the HOA Act. The Florida HOA Act. So I think from now on, maybe you'll start seeing similar language, Scott, like when it says when we talk about the act, we mean the Florida Homeowners Association Act.
Yeah.
But until now, there was nothing to actually refer to it.
Well, I mean, everybody knew what it was that was writing a declaration of covenants and restrictions for an HOA, but it's only been around for about 20 years, whereas the Condo Act's been around for, what, 50?
Right. Now, let me say this. Same type of analysis would apply in an HOA, Bob. For example, if there's no language in your governing in your documents that incorporates automatically future changes to Florida Statute 720, then the same analysis would apply to new laws that take away the rights of the unit owners. For example, in an HOA, you can prevent people. The new statutes say you can prevent people from running for the board if they're delinquent. You can prevent them from using the common areas if they're delinquent. They can get kicked off the board if they're delinquent. And I think Scott and I would both agree, no, you can't. Absolutely not. Oh, not unless there's a provision in your documents that adopts automatically these changes to Florida Statute 720. If not, you're hurting someone's vested rights, and it would be a constitutional violation.
Yeah, and usually these things are put into, this language is excluded from documents to help developers or the majority owner of a association, stay in the past. But sometimes, once in a while, these new laws that were effective to help consumers, are going to come back around to bite them.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't make any sense what I said.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, typically developers like to keep the documents a certain way, but here it's going to hurt the unit owners if their intention is to adopt these new statutes as they come due each year. Without that language in there, it's not going to happen. So, again, like the case we spoke about earlier, it's really up to the unit owners in the community, and it's certainly up to the board members to make sure you're amending the documents so that these changes actually, you get the benefit of, to the extent they're beneficial at all. But you have to take the steps to go amend your documents.
We still have to amend the documents to...
Absolutely. What you just said, all it says is that you gave me a definition of your own declaration. And it says declaration is, as it gets amended from time to time. You're looking for a different provision in your documents, which talks about the HOA Act and as it gets amended from time to time. Unfortunately, because you live in an HOA, you're probably not going to find such language. It's few and far between in an HOA. Much more common in a condo statute. All the more reason why you members of an HOA really need now to include the as amended from time to time language. Okay.
Even though it's in here?
It's not in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's not in there. Your as amended, the as amended language that you gave me, it talks about your declaration being amended from time to time. I need you to find language that talks about the statute, the Florida statutes, as they get amended from time to time. What you read me, quite frankly, is absolutely irrelevant to what we're talking about.
Our documents are about as
roll
of toilet paper.
Well, at least that provision, though.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's very
little. I was bringing it up because we just lost another $13,000 on a home that was sold third-party purchaser.
And there you go, because you probably, just like the case we were talking about, because you probably have the language in your HOA documents that say new purchasers at a judicial sale don't have to pay anything. And your association gets screwed by not having the as amended from time to time language. See, that the new statute would have protected you guys, but because your documents don't have language that automatically incorporates that new statute, you lost. So it is important that you guys get in touch with a lawyer and amend your governing documents going forward so that you don't lose another $12,000 again.
And who's the best lawyer
for you? Well, if you need help, it's 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Well, we have a lawyer, but his office is all Battleship Gray. Everything to them is in the gray area.
This is not Battleship Gray. This is about as black and white as it can get. This needs to be done. Okay?
Thanks
for the call, Bob. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. How about we go to Barbara all the way in Clearwater? How are you, Barbara?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
How can we
help? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
My question is, I just realized that the new amendments to the Florida statutes for official records was changed to say only written records. Can you explain that? Because, if they go to the voting by email, is that going to be written records? And what if your board is voting by email illegally? And I want to see those records on the office because we have a computer for our association that goes through our computer. Can I see those records, or is written? What does that really contain?
Here's what hasn't changed in the statute. Okay, and if you look, there's a long line of cases that apply to both condominiums and HOAs.
Talking about keeping them for a year?
Not just keeping them, but what type of records you're entitled to or what constitutes the official records of the association are any records that deal with the operation of the association. So, you know, what is records, or what are records that deal with the operation of the association? And the cases that have decided those issues basically have taken a very, very, very broad scope. If it could be, might be, possibly be considered in any way records related to the operation of the association, then it's going to be discoverable. But it's going, unit owners are going to be able to get a copy of that no matter what. And if the association doesn't turn it over, then a unit owner is going to be able to file a request for an injunction, and they're going to get damages, and they're going to get attorney's fees and costs. So again, keep in mind, does it relate to the operation of the association? Those are the magic words. And okay. You can make a good faith argument that almost any record relates to the operation of the association. Now, Scott brought up a good point, though. You're specifically asking for records that are related to election procedures?
Yeah, you know, because the new law is going to say we can vote by email for proxies and for possibly our board members, you know, the secret ballot.
Yeah, we blogged about that last week. That is an absolute disaster in the making, if you ask me. There's the ability to vote over the internet.
Right, because I check those records every year, and so now if it's going to go through computers.
Oh, forget it. And not only that, you know, it's somehow, some way, it's got to go through computers, and it's got, you're not allowed to obviously tell who the unit owner voted for. So,
right.
We joked about it on the blog that I guess NASA and Bill Gates is going to have to work on building something. But don't be surprised if somebody, you know, high up in the food chain in Florida all of a sudden has a computer program that they developed that, you know, can actually do all these things. And the statute might have been designed just for them and to make a killing on
for
a computer
them?
Program.
Okay.
Yeah. But
basically, if I want to see the email recordings of the board voting by email through the office computer.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you there. Whoa. Let me stop you there,
okay.
Though. No such thing. Board members cannot vote by email.
I understand that, and I've told them over and over. The management companies told them over and over, and they continue to do so. So now I want to see their voting through the emails that they're claiming they're doing that makes it legal, which I know it's not.
It absolutely is not legal.
Listening.
If you can prove that up, then yes, you'd be able to go in. And of course, you're in an HOA, so you'd have to walk into court, whereas a condo owner
can
go to arbitration. Oh, you're in a condo. Good. So you can go.
A condo, yeah.
Good. So you can file an arbitration action, and you can put a stop to the nonsense of a board voting by way of email when they have to be doing so at an open meeting of unit owners. But yep, that's something you don't have to put up with. Okay?
Okay, very good.
Give us a call, Barbara, 855. You got it, 855-4 Condo Craze in the office. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll finish up by taking your questions, of course, and we'll talk more about the emotional support animal debate. Back after this.
The finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Well, welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates, where we are broadcasting live. Give us a call here at 877-850-8585 for free advice, 877-850-8585.
All right, before we went to our first break, we were talking about some changes to the law and some clarifications. as to emotional support animals as opposed to service animals. And, of course, we were talking about how the people with the real service animals were suffering as a result of those that are trying to pass off their fake service animals as real ones. And there were some changes in the law that we were referring to. And first, the statute was amended in regards to public accommodations now, like restaurants, clubs, and bars, to now say that a service animal, and again, we're talking strictly about service animals have to be trained to do work or perform tasks that are directly related to that person's disability. And get this, the statute now also says that the crime deterrent effect of an animal's presence and the provisions of emotional support, well-being, comfort, or companionship do not, again, I'm stressing, do not constitute work or tasks for purposes of this definition. So it's no longer enough to just say the animal provides me emotional support, and that's what makes the animal a service animal.
Yeah.
Not the case.
But you gotta be a little bit more nuanced here, Eric. That doesn't mean that these emotional support animals don't exist anymore. It
right.
just means in public accommodations, that's not going to be good enough. And that's kind of analogous to what the federal law says. But here's what else happened. The statute was also amended to give some teeth to these provisions. You know, all those cute little vests and things, Eric, that they
yeah.
people... Well, you know, if you're going to put that on your dog, you better make sure your dog's been trained because, well, the new law says that now a person who knowingly and willfully misrepresents herself or himself through conduct or verbal or written notice as using a service animal and being qualified to use a service animal or as a trainer of a service animal commits a misdemeanor of the second degree
wow.
and must perform 30 hours of community service for an organization that serves individuals with disabilities or for another entity or organization at the discretion of the court to be completed in no less than 6 months.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I'd like to. I'm happy to see some criminal teeth attached to someone who actually is faking it. You know, and I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that there's going to be, you know, a whole new police force devoted to getting, you know, people who are faking their emotional support animals or service animals, you know, to now get arrested. And there's going to be a whole bunch of resources devoted to this. That's probably not going to start happening. But at least we could say this.
It's out there.
Yeah, the topic is now on the radar. The fakers are on the radar. And I'll go on record, no problem, with saying, you know, I have no problem with anybody getting arrested for lying and saying they have a service animal when they don't. And whatever I can do to help bring about an arrest of somebody who's obviously faking it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to help out. If I can give the police some information in that regard or a state attorney's office, got no problem doing it after what we've the stories we've heard on this show. And
I can think of a couple of people who are committing misdemeanors right now.
Right, exactly, with their silly little fake vest that's, you know, that says they're a service animal when they're not. I'd love to throw some law enforcement sources that information. I'll do it every time. But we'll also talk next week probably about some other changes to association law, so stay tuned. Okay, let's do this. Let's take an email that we just got from Arthur. Arthur is in Boynton Beach. Arthur writes in, property management company handyman. He's unlicensed. He does electrical and plumbing work in the HOA. He's doing work for the HOA residents on company time, and he is obviously double billing. And this illegal work exposes the association, the HOA, to both legal and insurance liability. Has there been any Florida law cases on this exposure issue in an HOA context? Only all the time, Arthur. This is a topic that comes up rather routinely. You know, needless to say, if someone is working employed by the management company, and you also got to be careful, you know, and find out specifically who they're working for. They're working for the management company, they're working for the association. But either way, I can tell you, if they're doing it from 9 to 5 and they're, you know, on the management company's time or the HOA time, of course they're double dipping. You know, no two ways about it. But what makes it worse is that if they're doing unlicensed work that requires a license, for example, electrical, for example, plumbing, and if they create a problem in somebody's home, such as a flood, such as, you know, electrocuting somebody, they're not only exposing themselves to risk and potential criminal prosecution, by the way, but they're exposing the company that they work for to increased financial liability. They're exposing the HOA to increased financial liability. They're operating without a permit. They're operating without a license. And, yes, this is something that goes on all the time. And oftentimes people make a distinction between, well, what about if they're doing it after work? Does it matter if you're doing it after work, after 9 to 5, if the person
without
is
a permit?
Right, without a permit or without a license? Absolutely not. Makes no difference whatsoever. It can still wind up getting a couple of people in trouble. It can wind up getting the company that you're working for, they're working for, in trouble. It can wind up potentially getting the homeowner in trouble even. And it can certainly wind up getting the HOA in trouble. And if the HOA knows this is going on and is allowing it to continue, there's even a chance down the road that if something were to happen, an insurance company could potentially deny insurance coverage for the homeowners association. It's just an absolute nightmare of a move for an association to actually let something like this continue in a community. Don't let it happen. If you know it's happening and you're afraid to go to the handyman directly, then at least go to the boss of that handyman. Write a letter to your management company. Tell the management company you believe that the person who's on their payroll is going into unit owners' homes during the day and making unlicensed repairs. If the management company is smart, trust me, they will put an immediate stop to it and make sure that that never happens again, because the management company doesn't want to get in trouble. They don't want to lose their license either. So this is something that shouldn't be tolerated, never mind for one day, not for one second, okay? Very serious. I consider it something very serious when repairs are made in a unit and the person is not licensed and or not insured. Can't let that happen in your community. Could only result in disaster should something occur. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front.
If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trend-setting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours.
all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. The number to call for free advice, 877-850-8585.
As a matter of fact, let's go to Linda in Lake Worth. How are you, Linda?
Hello?
Linda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help?
I'll just prelude this with saying that I had been a board member and I went to multiple trainings. I learned something every time.
We had ours or somebody else's?
Yours.
Oh, you were mine. Good. Okay. So, of course, you learned
several
something.
Several of yours.
Great.
Besides, the food's great, too.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they come, just for the food.
Yeah, and you always change up
Not
the course.
Really.
It's good.
Some of us actually enjoy learning.
Good. I'm glad. You think it should be mandatory, Linda?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I, as you know, I hate the fact that somebody...
Even once is not sufficient.
Right, exactly. You come more than once because each time you learn something. And you know what? So do I, and that's why we keep doing this.
Okay, so the reason I'm calling today is my daughter is in her 20s. She moved in with me with a service dog that's 45 pounds. I mean, he's not okay. giant. He's just mm-hmm. larger than the pet limit. And I went through hell for 8 months with my old board, as a board member, by the way.
Right.
So, because they didn't believe that it was a legitimate dog. Now, she has an organic brain disease, mm-hmm. and so you can't see anything.
Honestly, I have no idea what that means, an organic brain disease. You know, I really don't know
what that means. The dog is trained to sense a seizure.
Okay. Well, you know what? The statute that Scott was reading earlier specifically indicates that that makes the animal a service animal. That is a legitimate yeah. service animal if the animal is trained to actually yeah. sense a seizure.
Yes, but their egos won't allow them to be wrong.
Oh,
so now we have
then
a
call
newborn.
Us tomorrow.
Right, right. Then Scott just said,
and
then give us a call.
And starting again.
They're still
the
starting.
The dog is licensed by the county.
Right.
Because it was licensed in another state. I waived her HIPAA rights. I gave them everything.
Oh, wow.
And they're still harassing me.
Call us tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, how can I say this? You know, we've had...
So I didn't sue because we have about 1,000 units.
Right.
1,000 people didn't bother me, but 1,000 right. people would have to pay.
Right. Well, no, not necessarily. That's not necessarily true. But, yeah, two things.
Oh, really?
A, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's number one. Number two, when you say 1,000 people would have to pay, they may have to pay something. You know, I don't think I'm not violating anything by saying that there was a case that we had. I just want to make sure before I talk, it was not subject to a confidentiality agreement. It wasn't. As a matter of fact, it was all over the newspapers. We came into a case late. After all, excuse me, all the damage was done.
A case we never would have filed.
Right. A case that we never would have fought on behalf of the association. A case, you know, where I came in, I said, hey, what the hell is going on here? A woman with a severe disability who was suffering from multiple sclerosis, who was actually in a wheelchair, who actually could prove who actually could prove that the dog was trained. As a matter of fact, if you can believe it, the dog was a graduate of Canine Companions for Independence. The dog can turn on lights, pick up objects, you know, etc. And we had a situation where a community turned down that woman's request. And get this, actually was the plaintiff. They actually sued her. They actually became the aggressor.
Took me to the finding committee.
I'm sorry?
They took me to the finding committee for being
they took
in violation.
This is not good. So,
loss.
Yeah, so let me say this. You know, it didn't work out too well for this association. In the end, this unit owner was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Again, I want to make it really clear. This is after we came into the case. I actually wound up attending a mediation and learning and seeing, you know, just before the mediation, that a federal judge here, Judge Scola in the Southern District of Florida here, issued two scathing, and I mean scathing, opinions.
Well, they're identical.
Yeah, against this association, basically saying, how dare you, you know, what were you guys possibly thinking when you denied this person's request for a service animal? And he laid it into this association and laid it into council, too, for going down this road. So bad move. Yes, you're right. In this particular situation, we had a huge payment to make to the plaintiffs, and two-thirds of that payment was, in fact, done by way of an assessment against all the unit owners who lived in the community. Now, I understand you may be, you know, somewhat hesitant to file that type of a lawsuit. Bottom line, though, if your board is acting like jerks and they're blatantly violating federal law, file the damn suit. That's how I feel about it. If your daughter has a brain disorder, you know, legitimate brain disorder, The dog is absolutely trained. You're coming up with proof on both ends. You've waived your right to HIPAA privacy, and the board still won't back down. Time to file. What else are you going to do?
Give us a call tomorrow.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You know, it sounds like,
They have a new board, or at least one, a couple of new board members, and they have a new attorney.
Right.
I finally got them to leave me alone because I said, have the attorney send me a letter directly.
Right. Yeah, well, if you get that letter, if you want to let us know, let us know. You know, don't get me wrong here. Scott and I are typically on the sides of, representing the association more often than not.
We're on the side of what's legitimate.
Right, but we're on the side of what's legitimate in the end. That's the bottom line. If here your daughter has a legitimate injury and the animal is legitimately trained and legitimately helps her, what's the issue? Of course she's in the right. Okay?
Okay.
Linda, you still there? I don't think.
Oh, I lost her.
I think we did lose her. Are we still on the air there, Chris? Yeah, we're okay, but we're still on. Well,
it's a beautiful day out today, isn't it, Eric?
It absolutely is. We'll be out of here in what? We've got about 3-4 minutes on the show. Anything going on in terms of soccer tonight, Scott?
Yes, there is, but he doesn't plan on watching it because it's dang girls.
It's girls. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'll check it out.
It's like watching the WNBA.
So England beat Germany, though. They kind of came back. So they're the best in Europe,
even though
Laura Bassett kicked in the wrong goal.
Is that what happened? I know Jan Bergman, who's listening to the show, can't be too happy about that.
Well, England doesn't usually beat Germany in soccer.
I know.
Except, I guess now when the women play, they do.
Yeah, right.
And Dwayne Wade is back.
Oh, thank God.
He re-signed
with the Heat, but we only got 1 year out of him.
That's all right.
What'd they pay him?
$20 million.
They gave him $20 million. And how many games will he play?
As many as he needs to.
As many as his legs and knees hold out to on an old man's frame.
I'll tell you this, he'll play more games than the Knicks win this year.
I'm saying the Knicks win even more games than they won last year, which is going to be about like 8 or 9 out of 80. Yeah, it's embarrassing to be a Knicks fan at this point. In any event, Jonathan, sorry we didn't get a chance to
come back next week.
When we start talking about foreclosures and stuff, you'll walk us through it. How about that? How's the real estate market doing here in South Florida real quick?
Doing great.
Doing great, picking up. Sales are where they should be, bouncing back from 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it more next week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll see you at noon next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Have a great week and enjoy the rest of the 4th of July weekend. Take care.